That music means it is time for us to check in with the York County Sheriff's Office. Trent Ferris is a public information officer. He will bring to us cases that he hopes a fresh set of eyes could solve the crime. And good morning to you, Trent.
Good morning. And 2 weeks ago, you had my pal, Lieutenant Michael Chavis over at Rockville PD. So he filled in for me, and I appreciate that. And so he talked about scams. So always remember what he said about the scams, because they are just not going away for whatever reason.
If it's too good to be true,
just it is.
It's too good to be true.
But boy, we talked briefly about the toll road scam.
Yeah.
And since that interview in the last 2 weeks, the amount of people that have come up to us and said, thank you for sharing that, because we are getting those messages. And
the only toll road in South Carolina is in Greenville.
It's on 385.
Yeah. And I've never taken it.
No, me neither.
I got a text message saying I owe $6.99.
I took it by accident. I had to pay it. Our kids go to camp, that exit before, and it's the last exit, and it snuck up on me. I missed it. I had to go turn around, and here we go. So, yes.
But they sent you something in the mail saying
I just paid it through the whole thing.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, this was when you still did that.
Okay.
Yeah, you could scan your little card.
I've never
Or give them your quarters, which
I... That I can
scrounged
recall. But anyway.
So we're not talking about scams, but we are talking about another subject that you often share with us here on Wanted Wednesdays. Second verse, same as the first.
It's like I thought we were all scams and going back to regular crime, and then all of a sudden car break-ins pop up again. It has gotten crazy. So car break-ins are on the rise again. Want to go back in the Wayback Machine, but yesterday. On the 25th, yesterday morning, we had 22 car break-ins in the Hyde Park Lane and Autumn Ridge Lane areas of Knightsbridge Subdivision, the Gates Mill Drive and Legacy Apartments area of Fort Mill, and the Bromley Village Apartments area of Fort Mill. So 22 there, but then on the 23rd, over in Lake Wylie, just across the lake, 24 cars were broken into. There were 14 apartments, 13 subdivisions in total. And here's the rub, y'all. Listen, turn up your radio right here. All 42 of those were unlocked. 42 of those cars were unlocked. 4 had the door pried open. 1 only had a broken window. Now, people say, I leave my car door unlocked so they don't bust out the window. Well, guess what?
They took the car.
Yeah, and the next two were straight up stolen.
I think I'd rather have the broken window than the car be gone. But
straight up stolen, and you know what? One of those cars had their keys left in it. They just left the key in it. So vehicles that were targeted were mainly SUVs, trucks, and vans. 20 of those total. Well, those were the main target. The property that was targeted, it was believed they were targeting firearms. So. 4 of those people or 4 of those cars had firearms in it. They took 4 wallets, 2 credit cards, 3 had cash sitting in the console. 1 had some tools lying out. And then one had their army issued rucksack.
Uh-oh.
And,
he's going to have to explain that, Andy. I'm just saying. Lieutenant or... Sergeant Major, I don't have my rucksack today for our 12-mile march because I left my door unlocked and somebody decided to steal it. So if you don't want to lock your vehicles, that's what we get all the time. I don't want to lock it because they'll do X, Y, and Z. I highly recommend that you lock your vehicles. Mm-hmm.
If they're locked, do they just kind of go on to the next? A lot of the times they're not. I mean, obviously they're not breaking the windows.
Yeah, we had a video of it. I'm trying to get them to allow me to put it out where there was 2 cars side by side, and there's the outdoor video camera. They were sitting there. He went up, doom, doom, hit one door handle, went over to the next one, doom, doom, both locked. He moved on. It looks like Bigfoot walking by, but it's doo 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 doo, and he walks on. So, but if you don't want to lock your cars, just take your valuables inside.
Yeah, I mean, they're like leaving. I mean, this is like their laundry room. Their car is like their laundry room or their mud room.
Extension of their house.
But the big thing is now is firearms. Your car is not a gun safe. We have preached it for years and years and years. And people say, it's my right to put a firearm in the car, blah, blah, blah. Now those four firearms are in the hands of criminals. Mm-hmm. They're going to do God knows what with them. So be a responsible firearm owner.
It looks like they're registered to you.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you've done the right thing there with the registration, like they exactly. are registered. They are connected to you.
Be a responsible gun owner. I am glad that I own firearms. I carry one right here on my side. Do you think I leave it in my car overnight? No. Take your firearms inside. And, oh, it's in the glove box. Well, they go looking in the glove box too. Well, it's in the center console. They wouldn't see it. They go looking in the center console. Take your firearms inside. Be a responsible gun owner.
So these thieves are just looking for anything that they can see laying out.
Exactly. And that's another thing. They window shop. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's unlocked, they're going to go shopping inside the store. But if it's locked, they'll put their head up against the window and look inside and see if they see something in the center console or something laying out. They'll either bust out the window and get it because it's something valuable, especially a firearm if they see it laying out.
And they will do it, like you've explained before, just for change in the cup holders. Like if you've got change lying in the cup holder, they will break the window for that.
Three of those cars had cash in it. Two had credit cards. Those are just like cash. You know, they can just go use it until the people wake up and finds out and shuts off their card.
Trent, I have heard folks say, you know, this is where I live. I should feel safe where I live. Yeah. If I want to leave my car unlocked, whether it's in the garage or outside of the garage, to your point, they can do it, but it just does come at a, you shouldn't have to feel like I have to lock my car when it's on my own property,
right.
Whether it's a house, an apartment, but clearly the thieves do not care if you're following the rules because they certainly are not following the rules.
I mean, we get it. People are, you wake up in the morning, you go to work, you've had a long day, you're tired, you just want to go inside, sit down and watch TV, and you may just forget. We understand that, but just set a reminder sometimes. We've talked about it in the past, the 9 p.m. routine. It's at 9 o'clock. Make sure you go put your keys in a catch-all bowl like I have and go pick it up. And all you got to do is hit that key fob, and if you hear beep, beep, that's your horn saying the door's locked.
And know where your kids are.
Yeah.
That's also exactly. part of the 9 p.m. rule.
I think it was 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
We moved up. 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
We've just moved up to 9 o'clock. Well, it's certainly, you know, we are laughing, and I guess we're just shocked that this still continues to happen. The thieves seem like they're getting smarter. They know what to do. And just don't. This is a crime. It's for law enforcement, I assume. It's got to be frustrating because this can be preventable.
Oh.
You can lock your doors. You can bring items out of your vehicle.
And we can't be everywhere all at once. Like on the 23rd, they were in Lake Wylie. On the 25th, they were in Fort Mill.
Are they the same folks, you believe?
I don't know. Okay. We don't know. It could be two different people. I mean, it's the state line area, Lake Wylie, Fort Mill. They could be just coming down from Gastonia, or they've been coming down from Mecklenburg County. It could be two different sets of people. I don't know. But we are investigating that. We're doing our job to figure out who these people are and bring them justice.
Trent Ferris is a public information officer with the York County Sheriff's Office. We have a few more minutes. Trent, if folks are watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 102 or on any of the social media channels, they're sporting what they might see as a new uniform for the York County Sheriff's Office.
It is. It's in the beta phase, I guess, at the moment. Only a handful of us have these uniforms. It's a tan shirt, green tie, spruce green pants with a black stripe down the side. I see Ashley's just chomping at the bit to talk about it. But anyway, it's our new patch design. Sheriff Breeden has been wearing our old gray and black pants because we don't have enough to wear one every day. And he is committed to wearing a Class A uniform every day to work. But this is something he wanted to bring back. His words are relentless pursuit of professionalism. And we want to make sure we look professional when we're out protecting the county.
So explain what the difference is between a Class A and a Class B uniform.
Class A is this. This is our Class A. Now, you will still continue to see the deputies out on the road and those who are in a working capacity wearing the green tactical or cargo pants and the black shirt and a black vest. You'll still see that. That's not going anywhere, but for special occasions, like I'm going down to the State House today. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing this today. But I intend to wear this most days when working, because you never know when I'm going to talk to somebody about, like you guys, being on the TV and on the news.
Does it come in a short sleeve option?
No, not at the moment. I don't even know if that's going to be a thing. Oh, but
okay, well, y'all.
But it's comfortable. It's a thin material that I think Captain Stoneburner was telling me that it's
like dry wicking.
Yeah, it's designed to be warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, those in law enforcement, y'all all are in great shape. You want to show off your guns, and we're not talking about the ones standard, you carry around your waist. You want to show off
exactly
these guns.
I got my vest.
The gun show.
Yeah.
So. You want big arms and a skinny waist.
Yeah, it's not me. But Ashley, this is the standard sheriff's office uniform.
We'll know. We'll across see you the coming. Country.
Just saying.
Okay. We'll see you coming.
I know you're just like, oh, go ahead and tell them what you think.
She's our fashion police around here. She's the fashion police.
It's just different. Yeah.
And I'm a deputy.
I could give you the history of the police uniform if you want.
Maybe for next time.
Okay, I can do it if you want.
All right.
Maybe I'll have you in on a fashion Friday. Maybe we'll take all the different sects of fashion. How about that?
Perfect.
We're gonna look the part. Why shouldn't a police officer look like a police officer?
I do agree.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
There you go.
It's